My chickens already salted just right, and theirs, they don't know, they can't ever get them salted.
When your chickens were laying, did you put anything in the nest to keep them coming back to a certain nest?
We never did use nest eggs. I've seen people use china nest eggs. My neighbor did. And one day they found a big snake that acted real queerly, and he had swallowed one of those china eggs, and he couldn't get rid of it. He was almost worn through. He was out in the blackjacks. He swallowed one of those china eggs, and his body was almost worn through there.
Serves him right. Did you have any trouble with stones or rocks in your fields around here?
No, we didn't here. We didn't have to pick up any rocks. My husband just dug out the stumps. That was the worst thing. Mm-hmm. You see, when they bought this land, he bought this farm. Why, there's lots of the man who had just cut the trees down and hadn't took out the stumps, and that was, they grubbed out those stumps with a grubbing hole, you know, and take mm-hmm. an axe, and he'd grub and then chop the roots off. Then he got all those walnut stumps out. There's walnut.
Oh my.
A lot of walnut down in that bottom there. Mm-hmm.
Gee, if you just had those stumps
now. Yeah, that's real hard work too.
Did you burn them? I mean, did you use them for firewood or?
I don't know what it is. I suppose they piled them up and burned them, probably. Mm-hmm.
What did you do with your rocks when you got them? If you found them out in the field, did you use them for anything?
We had this big rock here, a big old sand rock, and we bursted it up and built this house. And that's what that porch is. It's just solid sand rock bursted up and then cement over.
Uh-huh.
We didn't, of course, they lined their well with rocks and things like that.
This was a dug well, huh?
Yes, a dug well. And it's lined all the way down with rocks.
Did they make walls or fences out of these at all?
Yes, and they made the foundation for houses, you know, put mortar in between them and make foundation for houses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did you cook old eggs and things like this in? Let's see, cook some bacon and you want to cook some eggs. What would you put it in?
Well, we had iron skillets.
These were big fellows, or?
Just iron skillets. We used a wooden stove. We had an iron tea kettle too, you know. Mm-hmm. I wished I'd kept that iron tea kettle. It'd been quite an antique now. My daughter-in-laws would have been real proud. I have got a big old iron kettle I gave my daughter-in-law. You know, she has it in her den. Uses it to put her papers in. The big old kettle that we used on our cooked in here.
It's funny how times change, uses change.
We never had as nice a pot roast as we did in that iron kettle. The bottom of it was round, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Put a little grease in there and put that roast in there and keep turning it until it browned. It was so nice.
You get those things hot and they'll maintain a pretty even temperature, I suppose.
Water. And then we had our bread pans was black, and it's made out of the same kind of stuff that they make stove pipes out of, came the same kind of metal, and we called those dripping pans, those that we baked our biscuits in. They were real black looking, they weren't bright. We didn't have pretty bright stuff like they have nowadays.
They were pretty bright to begin with, weren't they?
No, they was black, when maybe sort of a bluish color, you know, like a stove pipe, mm-hmm. when you first buy a stove pipe. We scalded our hogs, you know, in barrels at first. We just had a big barrel, and we'd put a heat of water in a kettle. And old iron kettle, I've got a big old iron kettle out here now, it holds about 50 gallons.
Boy.
And we'd they'd let it down in there, and then they'd pull it back up and let the air to it, till the hair, get the hair, so the hair would slip just right. Then they'd put him out, and they had a